What God has made clean, you and I are to keep clean. Amen? Now, I just want you to notice as we finish that in all of these sexual tests for Joseph, it wasn't the fear or risk of detection or of infection or even of conception that kept him from this sin. It was the fear of God. How can I do this great sin against God, he says. And note that she dumped him rapidly when he said no. Isn't it hard to be dumped? To be dumped by someone because you've refused to have sex with them. Yeah, it is. But it's harder still to be dumped by someone because you've consented to have sex with them, which is the usual outcome of that lifestyle. And so the test here is this. Will you remain loyal to those who've trusted you in office and keep on fearing God in that context? And will you call sin, sin? And will you run away as fast as you can from uncleanness before it destroys you and the lives of other people around you and breaks your marriage up and halts the course of your future ministry? So that are you still able to be shocked by our culture? In all of this, God is looking for clean vessels to use in his house. Not cracked mugs, not used polystyrene cups we just toss aside as worthless, not Tupperware that stinks after a while. God is looking to take the best bone china and the best silverware out of the cupboard to use us for special purposes in the days ahead. And those days are upon us right now. There are five more tests we're going to consider tomorrow morning, God willing, on the road to destiny. But for now, don't blame people for the pressures that God uses men and women to bring to bear on our lives. Instead, dignify the trial, as Joseph did. And don't sell your God-given birthright for a mess of red stew in the red light district of whatever town in which you live in. God is readying us all for greatness. So don't make a bad bargain and sell your destiny cheaply. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Father, as we are ready.